Hey there, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Seeds of Transformation podcast with Dr. Alma Johnson. I am your host, Dr. Alma, and I am thrilled to journey with you today for our topic, Embracing God's Design, a Biblical Case Against the Use of Pronouns. For me, every topic that we discuss, from healthcare to finance, is like a seed waiting to be sown. Let's begin. Did you know that the use of gender-specific pronouns has gone as far as adding them to scripture texts and references? Yes, this is something that Deuteronomy 4 and 2 speaks against, adding to the word of God or taking anything away from it. This is a biblical case against the use of gender-specific pronouns. Today, we are discussing, we're having a biblical case against the use of gender-specific, gender-neutral pronouns. We are embracing God's design. It was mind-boggling to me to see, to read, and hear about how gender-neutral, gender-specific pronouns have gone as far as adding them to scripture text and references. Yes, this is something that Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2 speaks against. I'm going to share it with you from the New Living Translation that reads, "Do not add to or subtract from these commands I am giving you. Just obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you." So let's get into this. What are pronouns and what's the hype behind them? Should Christians even use pronouns? Let's take a deep dive into this focal point of our culture and society today, discussing she, her, he, him, and they, them, that most are even now asked for from our physician offices and even in the financial sector. Yes, the financial institutions. If you look at any application or anywhere you may have seen this, we'll notice how it is a preference, it is a choice, because on that application or where you may have read it, it will say, what is your preferred pronoun? What is your choice? How do you see yourself? How do you desire others to see you? We live in a world where language evolves at a rapid pace. Pronouns have become a focal point of cultural and societal discussions. Pronouns like she, her, he, him, and they, them. They are commonly used to refer to individuals based on their gender identity. However, for Christians, grounded in biblical principles, this linguistic shift raises important questions about how we should engage with language in accordance with our faith. At the heart of this debate lies the fundamental belief that humans, we, you and I, are created in the image of God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 from the New King James Version says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." This is a foundational truth that underscores the significance of gender identity within the Christian worldview. And on my YouTube channel, I discuss worldviews. Do you have a worldview? The types of worldviews that are out in our culture and our society today. And as believers, we are called to honor and uphold God's design of gender as ordained by Him alone. The use of gender-neutral pronouns, gender-specific pronouns, it challenges the biblical understanding of gender by adopting pronouns like they, them, to refer to the individual who do not conform to traditional male and female categories. Doing so, Christians risk undermining the inherent binary nature of gender established by God alone. In essence, it dilutes the distinction between male and female that is integral to God's design. Using transgendered pronouns, it is a sin. It is a sin against God's creation, the creation ordinance, image bearing. Who are we created in the image and likeness of God? Image bearing, and it falsifies the gospel. God is not a man that he should lie. Moreover, this language, it shapes our perception of reality and influences how we relate to one another. By employing gender-neutral pronouns, Christians may inadvertently contribute to the erosion of gender norms outlined in Scripture. This can lead to confusion. God is not the author of confusion. It can lead to confusion regarding God's purposeful creation of male and female and blur the lines between masculinity and femininity. It blurs the line. Do you even know? Can you even tell? It blurs the line between masculinity and femininity. Furthermore, pronoun usage, it extends beyond mere linguistic preference. It reflects our acknowledgement of God's sovereignty in shaping our identities. Just as God carefully created each individual, you and I, in His image, including our gender, we as Christians are called to affirm and celebrate the unique expression, our unique expression of masculinity for the males and our femininity for the women, in accordance with God's design. Even if we were to advocate for the exclusive use of gender-specific pronouns, it would not align with the Word of God. It just simply does not align with what thus saith the Lord. Now, we know that there are many in our world today who experience gender dysphoria or identity outside of the traditional gender norms. However, on the contrary, as followers of Jesus Christ, we are called to extend love, empathy to everyone, to all individuals. We definitely need to pray for them, for all of us, regardless of their gender identity. Our commitment to the Word of God, the Word of truth, to biblical principles, it should guide our approach to language and identity. Listen, just as Jesus affirmed the dignity and worth of every person he encountered, Christians should strive to reflect his unconditional love. We are all children of God. We are all God's children. And the one who is lost has every opportunity, such as you and I, to turn and follow after what is good. Who is good? What is good? God, God alone. They have that opportunity, that chance, that moment. This is why we should pray without ceasing for us all. We have all been saved by grace through faith and not of works. Keep praying, keep trusting, keep believing for everyone to be saved. So yes, we follow after what is good, his unconditional love to everyone. However, the adoption of gender-neutral pronouns, it can perpetuate the secular notion that gender is a social construct rather than a godly creation. As Christians, we must resist this cultural trend and stand firm in our belief that gender is an essential aspect of God's plan and purpose for humanity. This is how he has created you, created in his likeness and in his image. In addition, the use of gender-neutral pronouns can also have implications for our understanding of God himself. Throughout scripture, God is referred to as a man. He is a man that cannot lie. He should not lie. He keeps his word. He keeps his promises. We see this throughout scripture. He and him, God alone. And while God transcends human categories of gender, the language used to describe him reflects his self-revelation to humanity. We know who he is. By adhering to gender-neutral language, Christians risk distorting the biblical portrayal of God and diminishing his distinct attributes as revealed to us all in Scripture. As stewards of God's word, it is essential that we maintain the integrity of language in our worship and discourse concerning the nature of God. The use of gender-specific, gender-neutral pronouns goes against God's design and the relationship between men and women as outlined in Scripture. God does not make mistakes. God's plan, his design is perfect according to his will. By not embracing gender-specific pronouns, gender-neutral pronouns, we as Christians affirm God's design And the roles said men and women within the family, within the church, within the world, fostering unity amongst us all and harmony in accordance with God's plan and his design. This also reinforces the biblical teaching that both men and women are equally valued. God is no respecter of persons. We are equally valued and essential to fulfilling God's purpose on earth. The use of gender-specific pronouns, it does not align with the biblical understanding of gender as ordained by God. And by affirming the inherent differences between male and female and embracing God's design for humanity, Christians uphold the sanctity of gender while demonstrating love and compassion toward all individuals. As we navigate through these complexities of life, the complexities of language and identity in our modern world, let us remain steadfast in our commitment to biblical truth and the glorification of God in all aspects of our lives. I want to thank you for joining me here for another episode of the Seeds of Transformation podcast with your host, Dr. Alma Johnson. If you have found value in today's topic, will you be so kind to leave a review and let me know what you think? Listen, this gender-specific, gender-neutral pronoun topic that we have in our society and culture today, it is a lot. And it is my hope, my prayer, my desire to not only reach our current generation, but God always talks about the next to come. And it is my heart's desire to reach out for and to the next, that today's topic, a biblical case against the use of gender-specific, gender-neutral pronouns, will challenge you for the next time you see the choice, you have the opportunity, the preferred pronoun selection to choose, that you will just simply let it be what it is, how God created you to be, and circle yes to being male or yes to being female. There's nothing more needed than that. Listen, I hope you have an amazing day today, and always keep growing in all things of God. Coming up real soon, we're going to take a little bit of a shift, exploring the financial side of healthcare and organ transplantation. As many of you know, I am a simultaneous kidney and pancreas transplant recipient, now coming up on 6 years. Woohoo! I am so excited. God is truly blessing and doing the miraculous. So if you know someone who is on the wait list for an organ transplant or who has received, let them know about the podcast. Have them tune in. It's coming up real soon. I have a few tips and a few things that I also want to share for those who, again, are on the wait list or have already received their organ transplantations to help you along the way. So make sure you tune in. Take care, y'all.